Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, April 5th. Major U.S. equity indices were down for the week, though helped by a solid post-NFP gain on Friday. Growth and momentum factors were relative outperformers, while value lagged. Healthcare was a drag after a disappointing Medicare Advantage reimbursement update. Beauty came under pressure after sales updates from Ulta. Autos, retail and apparel, airlines, banks, credit cards, REITs, and home builders were other weak areas. Big tech was mixed. Energy outperformed with areas including precious metals, copper and aluminum, fertilizers, A&D, casinos, multis, and machinery holding up better. Treasuries were notably weaker with the curve steepening amid the week's mixed economic data and Fed speak hinting at some lack of urgency about rate cuts. The dollar was weaker overall, though a bit better on the yen cross. Gold notched its best week since October, pushing above 2.3K an ounce and even further into record territory. Copper had another strong week and is near its highest level since mid-2022. WTI crude settled up 4.5%, continuing to see its highest levels in 6 months. The week's big theme was the notable backup in Treasury yields, driven by some firmer economic data, particularly a strong March jobs report and a hotter-than-expected ISM manufacturing reading, and in combination with some Fed speak that flagged policymakers' search for more confidence in the disinflationary path and noted the Fed's ability to be patient. There was also an increasing focus on inflationary pressures from higher commodity prices, as well as more cautious signals about the health of the consumer. Long-ignored geopolitics made a brief reappearance, with some worries about Iranian retaliation for a presumed Israeli strike in Syria, but fears of a widening Mideast war have come and gone multiple times in recent months. On the economic front, March non-farm payrolls came in well ahead of consensus, with the unemployment rate dipping with help from an expanding labor force. Average hourly earnings were largely in line, with the year-over-year increase the lowest since June of 2021. Earlier in the week, the market processed a surprisingly strong read for March ISM manufacturing. While these reports raised the specter of stronger economic growth with worries of attendant inflationary pressures, other reports were more mixed. March ISM services were softer, with the prices paid component moving down to its lowest mark since March of 2020, and the February JOLTS report showed job openings little changed month over month. It was another week overflowing with Fed speak, again centered on the appearance by Chair Powell, and again doing little to shift the broad narrative of a possible start to rate cuts at the June FOMC meeting. On Wednesday, Powell hewed closely to themes from his recent appearances, noting the bumpy path back down to 2% inflation, the search for greater confidence in the trend, and the ability to be patient afforded by the robust economy. There was little that was surprising from the week's many other Fed speakers, who largely reiterated their stances across the dove-hawk spectrum, though there was some note Thursday of Kashkari reminding that it is possible the Fed may not ease at all during 2024 if inflation data moves sideways. The fundamental result was a slight dip in expectations for the Fed to start easing in June, though the market is still largely looking for 3 cuts this year. Ultimately, the market will continue to debate the degree to which good news is good versus bad and what impact developments will have on the Fed's expected easing cycle. But no narrative remains straightforward. Disinflationary forces appear to remain in place, though policymakers say they will continue to focus on the entirety of the incoming data, including next week's CPI. Inflows to U.S. equities remain strong, though there continues to be notes of stretched sentiment and positioning indicators and concerns about overbought conditions. Recent reports have shown some cracks in the consumer resilience story, though some reporters are still seeing positive results, and there's a whole quarter one earnings season to come. Moving on to corporate highlights for the week, STAAR Surgical preliminary quarter one revenue topped consensus and guided full year revenue to the top of the prior range. Spotify was helped by reports it will raise prices in several key markets. Calmaine Foods beat, highlighting strong demand. Conagra Brands' organic growth decline was better than feared, and the company boosted its OM forecast. Levi Strauss beat and raised EPS guidance, touting market share gains. In M&A, Champion X will be acquired by SLB for approximately $8 billion in cash. Press reports suggested Google could be interested in HubSpot. Paramount entered into exclusive talks with a Skydance-led consortium. To the downside, Intel disclosed disappointing metrics for Intel Foundry, showing accelerating losses in 2023. Ulta warned of a slowdown in the beauty category in a conference presentation. PVH warned about coming revenue declines, though was boosted by a buyback. Lamb Weston Holdings sales missed with very weak NA volumes. That's it for this edition of the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Have a good weekend, everyone.